I just want to take a moment and acknowledge the amazing courage you have for choosing to be conscious on the spiritual path. Have you noticed it's been an interesting journey? There's we've been having a wonderful time, and this year as we focus on the experience of compassion, and we've been able to touch many different great teachers of compassion. We worked with Lao Tzu from the Tao Te Ching, and Jesus has so many teachings on compassion, and we've explored some of those. We did from the Bhagavad Gita and the Quran. And so I was thinking it's time maybe to bring in another very wonderful sage that we've come to know as Uncle Remus. Yeah. Now, it is always an exquisite experience for me to step into the amazing wisdom that is contained within this gorgeous set of tales. But the one today that I wanted to take us into is a little different than some of the others. Okay, what happens in these tales is this wonderful vitality and wisdom of Brer Rabbit. And you remember Brer Rabbit getting out of the tar baby and all those things that happened. Well, this was a different time for Brer Rabbit. You see, Brer Rabbit got the mopes. Now, have you ever had the mopes? You know what the mopes is. I mean, that's not difficult. You know, it's all down. There ain't no good. There's no happiness. It's just, oh, it's hopeless. How many of you have had the mopes? Okay, so this is our story, isn't it? So Brer Rabbit has got the mopes, and it got so bad that finally Mrs. Rabbit had to do something. So Mrs. Rabbit. Well, now Mrs. Rabbit knew that something just had to be done. She tell Brer Rabbit he got to take a journey. He got to go ask what's the matter from old Aunt Mammy Bammy Big Money, the witch rabbit, way off in the swamp. With that, Mrs. Rabbit packed up a bag, and that night, soon as the dark began to drop down, she started Brer Rabbit along his way. It was a long, long way to the middle of the deep black swamp where Aunt Mammy Bammy Big Money lived. Those that wanted to go there had to jump some, hump some, hop some, flop some, ride some, slide some, creep some, leap some, foller some, and holler some. And if they weren't careful, they wouldn't get there at all. Well, Brer Rabbit got there. He smelled the thick smoke coming up through a hole in the ground, and he knowed that the place where the witch rabbit lived. Oh, Aunt Mammy, Mammy Big Money, he cried. It's Brer Rabbit. I come to get your help. The voice of the witch rabbit come oozing up through the ground. Why so, Brer Rabbit, why so? I'm losing the use of my mind, Aunt Mammy Bammy Big Money. There ain't no smartness in me yet no more. I'm scared the bigger creature's going to nab me and skin me and nail my hide to the door. The rich witch rabbit, she sucked back that dark, thick smoke, and then she puffed it out again. I'll bring your smartness back, Brer Rabbit. You just do as I say. Well, I'll do as you say, Aunt Mammy Bammy. I'll do anything. Now, I don't know about you, but I've heard some interesting stories and descriptions of the spiritual journey. But the one I think is the best I've ever heard is you got to jump some, hump some, hop some, flop some, ride some, slide some. You know, is that a little bit like what your journey's been on? Okay. I think they got it nailed down good. And I got to throw in there, you got to pray some too. Okay, it just comes with the journey. And because what we're touching today really takes us into touching some of the most beautiful parts of the, and challenging parts at the same time, of the spiritual journey. And prayer being such a part of that, let me say that if you would like to really take your spiritual journey to another level, then sign up to be part of our heart ministers. They're going to have a training, and I'll guarantee you, when you start praying with others, that journey will leap some. Well, also, I have heard wonderful descriptions of this part of the self that we call the Christ self, the Atman, the Buddha mind, the I am, this nature within us, a spiritual nature that we can step into in its fullness and experience the fullness of the spiritual being we each are and our oneness and our connectedness with this divine presence. But the best way I ever heard it described in my life is Aunt Mammy Bammy Big Money. But that's what it is, isn't it? You go to this journey. Well, where the journey is not out there. This is the swamp we're going through. And where we get to is that place deep within, to that wisdom that restores us, that transforms us, that heals us, that takes us forward. Aunt Mammy Bammy Big Money. Now, what happened is that Aunt Mammy Bammy gave Br'er Rabbit an assignment. His assignment was to go and fetch that squirrel that was running around, jumping all around and chattering up there in the trees. Get that squirrel and bring it back to Aunt Mammy Bammy. Well, so Br'er Rabbit, he'd think about that for a moment. And he'd take this bag he brought along with him, and he'd go over sitting at the foot of that tree, and he'd get down there and he'd get a couple rocks and begins to bang them together. Pretty soon the squirrel called down, "Who's that?" Br'er Rabbit, he don't say nothing. He just plopped the rocks together again. The squirrel, he come down a little further and he holler, "Speak up, who is it?" "It's Br'er Rabbit." "Oh, Br'er Rabbit," said the squirrel. "Well, what you doing inside that bag?" "Oh, I'm just cracking hickory nuts." "Hickory nuts? May I come crack some too?" "Oh, sure enough, Br'er Bushtail, come on down and get in this here bag with me." Well, sir, that squirrel, he come down, and before you could say hoppity grass, he was inside that bag, and Br'er Rabbit was out. And before you could say hoppity grass grass, Br'er Rabbit was lugging that bag with the squirrel in it back to Aunt Mammy Mammy. Well, I got there, and now, most of us here have done a fair amount of study on that spiritual growth thing. And we all know that one of the first steps you got to do is take control of that squirrely mind. Okay, step number one, isn't it? Doesn't matter what your contribution you've studied. Somewhere in there, you're going to have to take control of that squirrely mind. Now, if you do the Eastern studies, they'll call it a monkey mind, but if you live around here, it's squirrely mind. Okay, step number one. Now, what happens is that Br'er Rabbit is able to take this step because he's made the journey to Aunt Mammy Bammy. He's made that journey into the heart. He's made that journey to the place where we connect with that wisdom. And it's when we take control of that mind, and the mind is directed by the heart rather than the mind directing the heart. That's the difference. Now, I had an experience of that. I was at the Unity convention, and there was a guy there that talked about writing your book in a weekend. And I thought, well, that's an interesting marketing piece. But I knew better than that. And then I went and I sat down and I listened to the guy. And he wasn't talking about writing books. He was talking about getting into the heart, using the power of the heart to control the mind so that that which is within us, held within that consciousness and purpose and intention of our being, can flow into creative expression. Now, about that time, I got interested. So I went and spent a weekend and wrote a book. And so did the 30 other people there with me. So I thought, well, now, whether or not it's about books, what I do know it is about is our ability to learn and practice, to take this powerful heart that we have and learn how to use it to control the mind so that that beautiful creative intention and wisdom within us flows out. So I asked him that we could connect with him. So in that first weekend in March, we're going to have a time here, and we're going to work on that with this fella. And so I'll be sharing information on that this afternoon here, and we'll be out in plenty of time for the game. But it's something that, as spiritual beings, we work with. How to make that transformation where we get to this powerful spiritual wisdom that's out pictured here in the symbol of Aunt Mammy Bammy, and use it then to transform our consciousness and through it our lives. But that's just the first assignment. The second one, Aunt Mammy Bammy said to Br'er Rabbit to go get the snake that lives over there in the grass. Now that snake rattles, and he's dangerous. And Br'er Rabbit knows that, and he's scared. Br'er Rabbit's so scared he wanted to run away, but he walked right up to that snake like he wasn't scared at all. "Howdy, Mr. Snake," he say. "Just fancy meeting you here like this. Why, only yesterday, Br'er Bear and me was talking about you, saying that you was mighty pretty when you was stretched out full length in the sun. Then we got to arguing about how long you is. Now, Br'er Bear, he say you ain't but 3 feet long, but I said you was 4. Now, the snake, he don't say nothing, but he swell up a little like he feeling proud. Now, Br'er Rabbit, he speak very politely. "Mr. Snake, I'd like to ask you a favor. Would you be so kind as to uncoil yourself and let me measure you so I could settle this argument twixt me and Br'er Bear?" Well, Mr. Snake, he want to show off how long he is, so pretty soon he uncoil and stretch out. Now, Br'er Rabbit reach into his pocket and he pull out a piece of string. He step up close to that snake like he going to measure, but he don't measure. He slipped that string around the snake's fat neck, and he yanked it. Now Mr. Snake was tied up tight. He hiss and he rattle and he whip around, but he can't get loose from that string. Br'er Rabbit, he take that snake right over to Aunt Mammy Bammy. Next assignment. Face our fears. Now, what I know is we have to face them and find that that wisdom within us is greater than our fears. That there's a deeper understanding, that there's a greater power that lets us look at those things that we fear and remove their power over us. Take a hold of them and take them straight to our heart, where they are released from our lives. Now, your heart is that wise. Whatever it is that we fear, and we all have a few pet ones we've kept around, some we've worked out, but there's some we're still carrying around. At least I've got one or two that I have as kind of my favorite pet fears. Okay? Helps to remember the wisdom of your heart. My heart is wise. Join me.
My heart is wise.
It's wise because it connects you straight with the infinite intelligence of the spiritual being you are. Again,
my heart is wise.
That powerful insight that lets us transform that which is less than or blocking the good of our being. Again,
my heart is wise.
That beautiful wisdom. When is it there? All the time. My heart is wise when?
All the time.
My heart is wise.
All the time.
My heart is wise.
All the time.
And all the time?
My heart is wise.
You are right. Yes. Now, then we get to the challenging one. Well, Aunt Mammy Bammy, she give this next assignment to Brer Rabbit. This time, she say, you got to do something really hard. In the forest, an elephant roams about. Go fetch me a tusk from his snout. An elephant tusk, Brer Rabbit mouth drop open, and he stands stock still like he was turned into stone. Why, I ain't never laid eyes on an elephant. He's the biggest critter on the earth. Don't argue with me, Brer Rabbit. You said you'd do anything. You ever say that to spirit? Oh, Lord, I'd do anything. Careful that one. But of course, maybe you ain't smart enough to fetch an elephant tusk. In that case, I'll ask Brer Fox. And oh, no, Aunt Mammy Bammy, not Brer Fox. I'll fetch it. I'll fix it now. Well, Brer Rabbit, he looks around through the forest, and finally he comes across that elephant. He crawls up in a tree, and so Brer Rabbit is looking as that big old elephant's coming toward him. Brer Rabbit, he sat there in a tree, and he was scared well nigh to death. Puts him everything out. Howdy. The elephant don't answer. He just stand there switching his snout from side to side. Brer Rabbit sing out again. Howdy. That elephant don't say nothing. So Brer Rabbit say, Brer Elephant, is it true what I heard from King Lion down by the spring? He was saying that you is too big to be very strong. Ha ha, snort the elephant. Me not strong, watch this. And he fling up his snout and he pulled back the branch of a poplar tree and he tossed it away. Psha, said Brer Rabbit, that was easy. Easy, said the elephant. Well, then watch this. And he reaches his snout down low and he pull up the whole poplar tree, root and all. Then he flip it into the air like it weren't nothing but a bunch of feather dusters. Shucks, say Brer Rabbit, that wasn't really much of a tree. Now I point to an enormous old pine tree with a trunk as big as Brer Elephant itself. I bet you ain't strong enough to knock that down. I ain't, said Brer Rabbit, Brer Elephant, now getting mad. Watch me this time. And he charged into that tree. And when Brer Elephant hit that tree, bam, he kind of knock him back a little. But he hits it so hard, his tusk breaks right off. Brer Rabbit, he runs up, he grabs that tusk. He takes that tusk all the way back to Aunt Mammy Bammy. Here I am, Aunt Mammy Bammy, big money. He yelled on the smoke. I fetched the elephant tusk, just like you told me. What do you want me to do next? For a moment, the witch rabbit don't answer. Then her voice come floating up from way down yonder below. I don't want you to do nothing at all. And don't you worry about you losing your smartness. If you was any smarter, you'd be the ruination of the whole world. Then Brer Rabbit, he feel mighty, mighty good. He dragged that elephant tusk back to show Ms. Rabbit. And he tell her that now and forevermore, he done got over the mopes. So we've got elephants out there. The elephant is simply the thing that's impossible. It's overwhelming. It's so big and so powerful, we can't do anything about it. It's that impossible thing in our lives. Okay? Not to this wisdom within our hearts. It only allows challenge to enter our life that we can transform. So, enjoy that. But if you remember, we started out looking at compassion. Now, when you got down into Mopes, did you run into compassion? Or a little bit of pity? I mean, there's nothing like two mopers getting together. Okay. Oh, yeah. But compassion. Now, the first compassion comes up with Ms. Rabbit. She didn't say, "Oh, Rabbit, I'm so sorry for you." She says, "This needs to be taken care of, and you get on that journey down to the Witch Rabbit and take care of it." That's compassion. When Brer Rabbit get to the Witch Rabbit, she's not worried about him. Now, if you'll notice, both of these symbols of compassion are women. And what we understand is that's a symbol of the feeling nature. These are understandings that are within our feeling nature. Because what the Witch Rabbit knows is the truth of that being. That's what's in here, the truth of our being. That it's just time to take the next step. And that wisdom knows what that step is. That's compassion. That wisdom we've each got. My heart is wise. Join me.
My heart is wise.
And that begins an amazing journey, doesn't it? Together.
My heart is wise.
Again.
My heart is wise.
Again.
My heart is wise.
When we know that, follow that wisdom and it'll take us on a journey to our own. Aunt Mammy Bammy Big Money. Bless you.